It's a sad situation, but legally, where do we stand, Jonna, when it comes to if these two break up, what happens? Could somebody like this guy wind up with half of Sandra Bullock's fortune?
He might be able to. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that there's a prenup someplace. And there probably is. But here's the thing. California is a no-fault divorce state, which is stupid because that's an oxymoron. Whenever you get divorced, somebody is at fault. But for purposes of splitting up your stuff, the law says we don't care. Infidelity is irrelevant. So all the money that Sandra earned, all the things that they bought while they were married is going to be up for grabs. So yes, despite the fact that he brought this tattooed freak into their marital bed, isn't going to matter when they're taking it to the bank.
Are you telling me, Kimberly, you practice law in California, you're telling me then that if there's no prenup, that's a big if, we don't know, but if there isn't one, or if there is one and he successfully challenges it, he could get half of Sandra Bullock's worth?
Here's the headline, the big intense legal memo that I would prepare for this on behalf of the client. Disgusting pigs still get half. That's the bottom line. Look at him, see the big smile. And it is a sad state of affairs because she obviously loved him very much. But I can guarantee you there is a prenuptial agreement
here. There has
to
be, doesn't there?
Yeah, exactly. So it might have had a provision in there specifically. A lot of celebrities do this. If there's cheating or who's at fault, they can arrange that and agree to it. Two people entering into a legally binding contract to provide for how much support should be provided to a spouse should the party separate and or divorce.
Okay.
And that's what I think we're going to have in this case. And I don't think he even is going to try and contest that and go to court to try and strip America's sweetheart, Miss Congeniality, of her cash because he slept with this dirty chick with more tattoos than him.
Well, I mean, this is, of course, assuming they divorce, and we don't know what they're going to wind up deciding to do. But, Jonna, the one thing, the legal proceeding that is going on is that involving his ex-wife and the custody battle over his daughter. Sandra Bullock has been by his side from the beginning on this, writing personal letters to the judge attesting to what she observed with respect to that child's mother and so on. Right. Now his behavior is on the front burner. Does this news report factor in at all to that case?
I think it could affect that case. Now, normally what happens is, you know, when spouses divorce, they don't want the new person in that spouse's life around the child. That's not going to be the case here. What's going to be the case is if the mother, who happens to be a porn star, but hey, porn stars are people too, say, listen, this guy's trying to get custody away from me, claiming that he's father of the year, and look at his behavior. That's not good enough, and the court should leave well enough alone and leave the child with the mom.
And Kimberly, what about, you know, we've seen it in other states, an alienation of affection lawsuit. Cassandra Bullock, she seems so in love with him. You know, we saw that clip of her at the SAG Awards. She mentioned him at the Academy Awards, and on it went. Could she have any legal redress against this mistress, if in fact she is the mistress?
Not in the state of California. It's a state that does not recognize alienation of affection lawsuits. There's only about 7 states that do. So she's not going to be able to bring a case against her. It's just going to be a situation where she's obviously upset about it. She's heartbroken. This guy's just ruined her life. She won the Academy Award, and now everything's left shattered. And Sandra Bullock has more money than God almost, so she's not going to get anything from the girl with the tattoos.
Wow.
Because she spent all her money on tattoos.
She would only do it to prove a point, but not even that if there's no lawsuit. All right, Kimberly and Jonna, thanks so much.